This conference is being recorded.
Hello. Please forgive this horrible fax machine sound. Apparently there's something wrong with the conference. Just beginning the conferencing recording function that seems to sound for a couple minutes. Not even 30 seconds and it will be gone. So feel free to fast forward this recording. There we go. Now that's stopped. My apologies for that. We will certainly be talking to our conference call. But, wow, what a great sound effect for stress.
Right, yeah.
Precisely what we are here to undress into success. Okay, enough poetry. My name is Sheva, and I really welcome all of you tonight to the Heart Start to Your Week call. I'm the CEO of a company called Fiera. Fiera is a word that I invented, which defines the opposite of stress, the opposite of the feeling that having a fax blaring in your ear is. The feeling of being in a deep state of peace or inner knowing or exuberant joy or love. That's Fiera and all the health benefits and vitality that that brings. Which now we understand from a scientific and medical perspective in terms of Fiera's impact on heart rhythms, hormones, immune function, brain function, nervous system function. And so here at Fiera, we teach individuals as well as organizations how to not conceptually, which is to say not putting chocolate icing over rotting banana peels and smiling while gritting your teeth and thinking happy thoughts while you really want to kick something, but actually, so not conceptually, but actually, to make a shift from feeling stressed out, resigned, anxious, upset, angry, irritated, irritable, impatient, from getting from all that that might fall under the category of stress, and the negative effects that that's having on our bodies, our minds, our relationships, our work performance, to a place of feeling truly good inside and reaping the rewards that that brings in all the dimensions of our lives. And so that's really what we're about here at Fiera. For companies, it improves the bottom line, or if you're like me and nearly a sole proprietor, even if you're an individual, it still improves your bottom line. And the truth is that energy is a more valued commodity on our planet right now than even money. And if you can imagine the sacrifices that are being made to go after oil as a form of energy or to conserve energy or to create new forms of energy, we all have our own private storehouse of energy. And so we do financial accounting, but rarely do we do energy accounting, where we are accountable to our own energy level. And Fiera and the tools and technologies that we use, that we are licensed to teach by a research institute called HeartMath, crack the code on being able to empower individuals as well as organizations to not only assess their energy level, but plug their energy drains, boost their vitality, and recharge anywhere, anytime. So if you have boundless energy, then you can certainly acquire more financial resources. But if your energy is depleted, well, you could have all the money in the world, but you're not going to enjoy it or spend it. So energy is really what this is about. And tonight we're going to look particularly at our energy in relationship to global news and global events. I'm just going to remind the people that are live on the call that they can mute the background noise by pressing *6. I welcome you to share your own stories and questions at any point during the call. Those sounds, by the way, are people just pressing their *6 so they can mute. And, of course, if you're listening to this as a downloaded recording, there's no need for you to press *6, but you may end up with some stories of your own that you want to share or some questions. And you can contact us directly if you do at 310-581-1507. That's a California phone number. We're a Los Angeles-based company. Or you can email me personally, Sheva, S like Sam, H, E like elephant, V like victory, A, at Fiera, and we spell Fiera, F like fantastic, Y-E-R-A.com. So those are two ways that you can contact us with your questions. So these heart start to your week calls are a time when we like to share a little window into the research behind what we do, an hors d'oeuvre or an appetizer, if you will, into the science behind feeling great, the physiology and medicine or medical perspective on what stress is and how that compromises us in our ability to feel great, and from that science, tools and techniques that can be used to access the power of our heart rhythm and a brain that has been discovered in the heart itself to transform that stress into Fiera, or feeling great, and some of the benefits that that brings. Now, that's a lot to cover, especially when you consider it's, well, heart math, the technology and the material that we teach has been in development for 35 years, beginning with the man who was the visionary that started it named Doc Childre. And I've been working with HeartMath for almost 15 years. So it's a big body of work. And I encourage you to, if this hors d'oeuvre is tasty for you, definitely seek out the full meal. And we'll give you some ways to do that at the end of the call, or you can always call or email me. And we can help you sit down to the feast of your own heart. Tonight we're going to look specifically at these things in relationship to the stress of the evening news. And what inspired this topic for me tonight was receiving, both through a phenomenal organization called MoveOn.org, that, boy, you know, now more than ever before, do we as human beings have the power to make a true difference in the world, partly via the internet and television, but especially the internet. You know, we can influence places hundreds of thousands of miles away. And so just stop and consider, hundreds of thousands of miles away. I wonder how many hundreds of thousands of miles are there around the earth? I don't even know. Not something to look up for the future. But we can really, our influence can travel in the blink of an email. So MoveOn.org is a wonderful organization in terms of keeping people abreast of global events and at the same time empowering them to take very simple and immediate action that doesn't require a lot of time. So I received an email via MoveOn.org about the situation with the monks being slaughtered in Burma who were peacefully protesting the sort of dictatorship that's been going on there. And I was so deeply moved by this, myself having lived in a war and watched the devastating impact of that type of manslaughter, human slaughter. And so immediately my heart leapt out of my chest, and I could feel myself starting to, one, go into traumatic memories of my own time experiencing or witnessing those types of things, and two, feeling that old sense of powerlessness that I used to have as a teenager when I would see these things. Such a sense of powerlessness that used to throw me into, for one thing, physical problems. We know now that excess levels of the stress hormone cortisol contribute to many of the modern illnesses people are dealing with, from cancer to diabetes to heart disease, obesity even, pain, chronic pain. In my case, it was gynecological as well as digestive problems, high levels of stress hormone, for one thing, from living in the war. But then it was interesting, I didn't get physically ill when I was actually in the war zone itself. This may be interesting to those of you who are listening. It tickles my funny bone in an ironic twist that the time that I actually became ill was when I was already back safe in North America, but watching the evening news and saw that war was being declared in Iraq. Now, this was Operation Desert Storm. This is the first war in Iraq that we had as Americans in 1991. And I was watching that and felt, looking at my television screen, all the fear of having been in war myself, but even more so the powerlessness to make a difference. And that was more stressful to me than actually dodging bullets in the war. Now, here's the ironic thing. 1,400 things happen in your body in the stress reaction. And all of them are exquisitely and intelligently designed to keep you alive in an immediate threat. However, those 1,400 things that happen in a stress reaction don't do you much good when you're sitting flat on your butt with a bowl of potato chips on the couch in front of the TV. Because those 1,400 things are designed to help you run fast or fight. They activate all your musculature. They make your heart race in a very erratic way. They elevate the stress hormone cortisol, which increases blood clotting, which is helpful if you're going to get hit by a bullet, but not so helpful if you're sitting on your butt. Right? You can start to see the implications of how that creates heart disease. Because there we are sitting at our computer or watching the TV and getting stressed out about global events, like I was when they declared war in Iraq in 1991. And I'm not moving. So all that stuff, the excess clotting in my blood, just makes my blood literally clog up my arteries. And that's exactly what happened. They declared war in Iraq, and I started getting outrageous stomach pains. Well, part of it was from a blood clot that was there, and part of it was also from the fact that in that fight-flight mode, the energy completely leaves our digestion and goes into our muscles so we can run, right, or attack. And so I had just eaten a meal, and I had no blood and energy in my digestion to digest the food I'd just eaten, and it sat there like a lead weight, and my stomach cramped. And the next day, I was paralyzed from the waist down. And so that began an 8-year journey of in and out of hospital and seeking FIERA, though I didn't even have a word for it then. How do we feel good? Much of that driven by feeling so powerless in the face of these global events in our world. And interestingly, I don't even think I realized this until I began the call tonight, triggered in an instant by the evening news. Now, my television was sitting there totally innocuous. It was the same television that I watched It's a Wonderful Life and The Wizard of Oz on. And yet here, the messages flashing at me from that screen overwhelmed me. Well, there were a couple things that I did. I realized I couldn't handle the news. And as I had written in the preamble to this particular Heart Start call, that was aggravated by the fact that when I was in Nicaragua during their war, I ran into news correspondents in a hotel restaurant who bragged to me that they gave all of their news reports from their hotel room because they just received phone calls from the CIA or the State Department telling them what to say, and then they'd report that without even doing any investigative reporting themselves. And so I literally, from Nicaragua, watched U.S. news channels reporting the opposite of what I saw happening with my own eyes. And the level of distress that caused me, that our world was having such overt deception, added to this stress that I put myself in. Well, behind all that stress was genuine care for our world. But because I was, and this is a concept that we teach in the HeartMath Advanced course, in so much over-care, which is care that has been carried so far that it turns into stress, turns into de-stress, literally distress in our systems. Because I was in so much over-care, I was debilitating myself from being able to really do anything about that which I cared about. So it was only 8 years into that spiral, that roller coaster ride of overcare, stress, distress, and physical dis-ease that I found HeartMath and unlocked the code to reverse all that. Not only to get my own health back, which happened in a matter of 2 to 4 weeks the minute I started using the tools that we teach in the beginner workshop, but I began to find inside myself, even almost more important to me personally than my own health and well-being, a true power that was authentically making a difference in the world. It gives me chills to say that to you. Because first it began with realizing that my overcare at what I was seeing happening in the world, whether it was animals going extinct or rainforests being chopped down indiscriminately or war, what was going on in the world, seeing that on the news, knowing that my overcare about it was triggering this stress response of 1,400 things designed to help me run from a tiger, but not from a television, and learning that all of that began with a little chaos in the heart rhythm. So reliably, in fact, that a biofeedback technology called the M-Wave could reflect it to me in real time. I could see it happen. And that was incredibly empowering because the flip side of it was there's an order I could create in the heart rhythm just by shifting my attention and my perspective. And in creating that order, a whole different cascade happened in my physiology. I felt better. My health improved. I could see that on the biofeedback technology. And I could radiate that to the people and places that I cared about. And the things that generated that order were feelings of love, appreciation, compassion especially. Compassion for these people, places, beings, animals, creatures of our world. Love and appreciation for them and for myself. This topic is so dear to my heart, and even as I'm describing it now, I can see, gosh, there's so many more places where rather than being in overcare or denial, because that was the route I took. I was in such overcare that I went to no care. I can't deal with this. I can't watch the news. I'm just going to deny that any of this is going on so I can survive. But that's also a form of stress, like an ostrich putting its head in the sand or a possum playing dead. In fact, there's an eye of the needle we can slip through when we slide into the heart that's able to respond to global events, to things happening that are distressing or detrimental to those people, places, creatures that we love and care about. We can respond from our own couch by dropping our attention into the heart and radiating from that place our appreciation for those things, our care, our compassion. It sounds almost ridiculous. How could that make a difference? Certainly if someone had said it to me when I was 19, I would have laughed in their face and said, that doesn't make a difference. They're shooting each other. However, now I've had the opportunity to practice this and see the results. Now, some of this could be even scientifically validated. There are certainly studies that indicate, respected studies done by universities like Yale, that indicate the power of prayer in specific locations to lower crime rates, for example. Well, heart mass research shows us that the actual heart rhythm, its relative order or disorder, as we discussed earlier, the disordered heart being our stress and all that goes with that, and the ordered heart being our fiera, if you will, and all that goes with that, can be measured at least 8 feet away from our bodies. Even a standard EKG, if you ask a cardiologist, they'll tell you, can be measured 8 feet away from the body. The heart signal is so strong, it rules out the signal in the brain. And so in order to take an EEG, which is an electroencephalogram, a measurement of the brain waves, they have to literally rule out the heart signal so they can see what's going on in the brain. So the heart radiates, just because it's an electrical organ, each heart cell is its own battery. And you've got billions of heart cells in there that are their own batteries, so it's a very large electromagnetic field that it generates. Well, that order or disorder in that field is communicating itself beyond you. As you intentionally radiate your care, your compassion, your love, your appreciation to those things that you value, it does have impact on them. There are several stories in particular that those of you who've listened to a lot of these calls may have heard already. The most obvious being that the street children that I worked with during the wartime in Nicaragua, my overcare and distress at leaving them behind in the war while I made it back to Canada safely was indeed part of what made me sick with stress. And so transforming that, even though I had left these street children behind with, you know, no way to stay in touch with most of them, really, because street kids don't have fax machines like we started this call with, that horrible sound. As horrible as it is, we would appreciate it if it kept us in touch with our loved ones. These children there had no, you know, no phones, no mailing addresses. So goodbye was goodbye forever, and that type of separation was devastating to me and part of what made me sick until I found myself at HeartMath and learned how to transform that overcare into genuine care, genuine appreciation for them. And of course, 5 years into doing that every day, assuming that most of them had died in a hurricane, they found me again, via the internet. So here we are at a time period where the information age has connected us globally in an instant. And that can be a stress, or that can be a blessing. That can be a source of tremendous power for us. To know the violence that's going on in Burma right now could cause us despair and worry and resignation and sadness, or it could awaken in us gratitude that while not everything in our lives may be perfect, we at least are living in a peaceful moment, a peaceful place. And it can awaken in our hearts an extension of compassion outward. It can, you know, it's funny, the phrases that are in our language before the science even proved it. Put your heart into it. My heart went out to that person. God, I heard that and my heart just ached for those people. My heart bled for them, or my heart went out to them. Our hearts don't have to ache. Our hearts don't have to bleed. They could just radiate their compassion and care out, and it can land, even in the most outrageous circumstances. One of my favorite anchor points of this is when I first heard what was going on with women in the Taliban. This was in 2001, I think. And I was taking these tentative baby steps into trusting the power of the heart in this way. And so I came home every day And at my front door, I just made a quiet, I used a heart math tool called Quick Coherence, which another tool that we teach in the beginner workshop, and attitude breathing. And just radiated my compassion to these women with an intention that everything that I did in my home would just in some way go to alleviate some of their pain and their suffering. I never expected to see a tangible result to that. It's just at that point I'd had enough experiences of outgoing care from my heart, transforming my stress, my overcare, into true care and compassion, that I knew somehow it would reach them. Well, a week later, I was working at the time in an herbal pharmacy, and public herbal pharmacy, and three Afghan youth stepped into the pharmacy who were on their way back to Pakistan from Sundance Film Festival, where they had smuggled the first footage of what was happening to women there via a news correspondent. And so they'd come into the herbal pharmacy for their zits. They were looking for some herbs for their acne, and so I talked with them, and we exchanged emails, and I began to write them letters. At the time, I sent them letters about the power of their heart and the power of the women's hearts there, that even though they were in this kind of oppression, that the nature of their own heart itself was free. And the women started writing back to me. There was one woman, Fautia, who sent me a letter saying, I had bought poison to kill myself and my three daughters tomorrow. And then I got your letter. And I saw that people in the world really do care about what's happening to us, and you've saved our lives. I never could have imagined such a tangible, literal outcome to my heart going out. So I'd like to take a moment right now and have everyone listening to the call just focus your attention in the area around your heart. And in your own way, let your heart go out to the people both being oppressed and oppressing in Burma right now. Let your care, your compassion extend to them. If you experienced something you appreciate today, like a warm cup of chai, or a cat purring on your chest, anything at all that you appreciated today, let that appreciation extend as a gift to someone in Burma or someone being oppressed in China who doesn't have that comfort right now in their lives. And just notice, what does it feel like to let your heart go out? To choose to go through that eye of the needle by going into the heart, so you're not denying by turning the news off, and you're also not indulging in your overcare and your self-pity and despair at our world, but instead you're actually self be an anchor point on the world, on the earth, for the heart to reach those who need it, just from where you are right now. What is that like for you when you do that, when you make that choice? Does it boost your energy or does it lower it? This is really so key, because all the tools and technology that come in the courses that we teach give us more vitality, more energy, more power in a genuine sense to accomplish what matters to us. So that out of being reunited with those street children, I was empowered to create a whole nonprofit organization with them that is now benefiting thousands of people in Nicaragua, which is so small compared to our vision, and yet so big compared to me laying on my couch in despair and with a stomachache. A very big transition from the stress to the heart. Now, I'd like each one of you to pick something that you felt distress about in the world, something that matters to you, something that you've seen on the news that shocked you. And just notice when you allow yourself to focus on that, what does that do to your vitality, to your body, to your thinking? And now, make the shift back to your heart. Let your heart go out to that. Whatever value you have in that person or that country or that piece of Mother Nature, anchor in your compassion and your appreciation of that. Be a stand for its value. And how does that feel? It turns out that being able to make that shift, both relative to the evening news and also the news in our lives, which is really where it counts, right? The things that happen to us personally as well as collectively, our response to that, not necessarily even what we do, but our heart's response, the chaos or the clarity and the coherence, reduces our stress hormones when we're able to be a stand for that clarity and that order inside that then radiates outward as well to have impact that sometimes we cannot even preconceive. It slows the aging process. It allows us actually to access the more of our brains that most people don't use. If you think of it this way, when you have a stress reaction, you know the furrowed brows that people get right between their eyebrows? I have some nice deep lines there from the early days of my distress. Well, literally, in the face of a stress reaction, no pun intended, we shut down our higher brain function. And that's actually intelligence moving, operating. Because if there is a tiger on your tail, you don't want to think about which way to go. You don't want to think about which way there will be less traffic or where there's a Barnes & Noble where you could pick up some good books to read on the way. You just need to hightail it out of there. So we shut down our thinking brains, the very part of us that actually might be able to solve some of the human problems we're facing when we go into a stress reaction. So as you choose to make the shift from reacting to things that you see on the news and overcare into the heart of true care and compassion and appreciation and love, it opens up the higher centers of your brain to see innovative solutions and ways that you can help. Even if the coincidental magic that happened to me with the Afghan women never occurred, it would still open my mind up to possibilities of how to make a difference. So when I got the email from MoveOn.org about what was happening in Burma, my first reaction was a knot in my stomach and that old familiar nausea, and I can't believe our world. And then an immediate shift, one that I didn't even have to think about, because as you travel through the series of workshops that we offer, the heart becomes unconscious competence, meaning it may not be your first response, but it's definitely your second response, and you don't even necessarily have to think about it after a while to get there once you've practiced using the tools for a while. So my immediate shift back to the heart and radiating care to these people, an immediate sense of appreciation for these monks, that they're willing to put themselves in harm's way for a greater good. And just feeling a kind of awe and gratitude to them for that. And from that place of gratitude, my higher brain started to come back online. And then it was like, oh, this would make such a great heart start call. And I could forward this information to my e-list and people could take action. this could be empowering for people to see that we really can make a difference in the world with the power of the heart. So that having been said, and I can see I've taken up quite a bit of the time tonight to share all this with you, which has been a great joy for me, I want to open up the line. So if you're muted, you can press *6 if you'd like. And just to allow for any questions or if anyone else has any personal stories they'd like to share, or on tonight's call, any particular things that are happening in our world that you'd like to mention that we could take the overcare around that and transform it into outbound care for those things. I really welcome that. So if you're muted, press *6 so we can hear you. And anybody have any questions or any stories of their own they'd like to share?
I just want to say, Sheva, that I came in for the last few minutes of the class.
Welcome, Uzi. Lovely to hear you.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, for those who had other commitments and joined us late, you can access this call for the next week because it has been recorded by going to 641, dialing in your phone, I should say, 641-985-5108. And the access code is 992-522-pound. I'll read that once more.
Is that the same number as when we just dialed in for this?
No, it's not, actually. So to listen to the playback of this recording for the next 7 days, the number to call is 641-985-5108, and the access code is 992-522-POUND. And we have a wonderful library now of dozens of Heart Start calls on a variety of topics. So if you'd like to thumb through that, so to speak, online, you can find all these recorded calls at fierafyerra.com/heartstart.html. And if you want to receive the weekly reminders for the calls, you can also sign up for our weekly newsletter that outlines these calls on the homepage of fierra.com in the lower right-hand corner. So thank you for inspiring me to remember to mention that, Uzi.
You're welcome. Always nice to hear you, Sheva.
Yes, you as well. And for those who've enjoyed this little appetizer hors d'oeuvre and are wanting more, you know, there's about 30 different tools that HeartMath has developed, as well as a biofeedback technology that we mentioned called the M-Wave. And if you're interested in learning the specifics on those tools or working with the technology, we do have several beginner classes coming up, as well as intermediate, advanced, and beyond classes. The beginner class, there's an in-person beginner class coming up on October 13th here in Los Angeles, and an in-person intermediate class, this class that follows right after, on October 14th. That's a Saturday and Sunday. And there is a beginner webinar that starts on October 9th. And if you're interested in that, send an email to me, Sheva, S like Sam, H-E, V like victory A, at fierra.com. And I will make sure to get the link to you because the first class of the series of four in the beginner webinar we do for free. So it's a good chance to learn a tool and learn some more of the science and really start sinking your teeth into the feast of the heart. Any other questions?
I'm just curious, Sheva, if one comes to an all-day seminar, can one really grab all those tools in one day?
No. In the first day, you learn about 6 tools.
And can one apply those tools? Because it's a lot to learn. Can one apply those 6 tools after that one day?
Well, you know, this really depends on the person, and I'm happy to talk to anybody directly. You can call me at 310-581-1507 about your specific situation. I can tell you that I certainly did. I experienced, as I mentioned, it took a couple of weeks of sincere application, really sincere application, without seeing a difference for the first 2 weeks, to then experience a total turnaround for my health as well as my my physical health as well as my mental health. So it takes sincere application. There's no question about that. The workshop isn't going to do it for you, but the tools definitely work.
Okay.
Any other questions or any other stories that people want to share?
This is Becky. I really appreciate what you've shared and can tell a difference even just doing it as you were sharing the exercise during the call, and I can tell it's going to be very useful. And just a personal thing I'm struggling with, my husband was gone for a month, and I did some incredibly difficult things at home and was doing some self-improvement things and doing really, really well and doing heart math and all kinds of things in addition to that and getting great on the heart math. And then, and I love my husband very much, but there's just some stress in the relationship. And then when he came home and dealing with that, then ever since then I do the heart math, I get just 100% low coherence. And I just wondered if there were any suggestions to help get through the block on that.
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is definitely compassion towards yourself, right? And then that definitely sounds to me like a situation, Becky, that could benefit from taking the course or doing some private coaching.
I have signed up for the one that starts on the 9th.
Oh, good. Yeah, we'll definitely give you, there's some tools specifically in that beginner course that you've signed up for that on the third week that relate directly to relationships and how to break free of relationship stress, because that's a huge issue for a lot of people.
Sure. Okay.
So,
well, that was helpful, and I didn't want to take up a lot of time, so that.
No, I appreciate your contribution. Everyone is, you know, you never think on these Heart Start calls or on the webinars if you're joining those or participating in those that when you share or ask questions that it's taking up time. It's not.
I don't quite understand what is webinar. I was thinking of it as a teleconference, and then I realized that it wasn't, and what is it?
Oh, that's a great question. So it is a teleconference, meaning that you call in, but there's also a link to click on because there are visuals that you get to see online while we go through the call on the phone.
Oh, so we'll be hearing somebody, you live, but seeing things on the computer also.
Exactly. You got
okay.
it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, my absolute pleasure, Becky. I look forward to hearing you on the 9th.
Sheva, this is Carrie. When you talk us through, you know, feeling compassion and feeling into our heart, I definitely feel it. I feel a shift. It feels really good. But I have trouble getting to that place on my own when I'm in a moment of, you know, whatever, fear or being triggered or I don't know if you have any suggestions or anything.
Absolutely. You know, for me, that's where the M wave was a godsend because I live alone. I've lived alone for almost 20 years. So I don't always have someone to help me or bounce things off of, right? And having the M wave was an absolute godsend for those moments when I just felt like my despair was all around me and bigger than I was.
And what does the M wave do?
The M wave feeds back to you in real time your heart rhythm. And so it helps you see where you're getting into chaos or coherence. And so it helps you make that shift. Just like looking in the mirror helps you put your makeup on in the morning or adjust your hair or, you know, get the spinach out between your teeth. The M-Wave helps you find that eye of the needle in your heart where that zone is. Because without a reference point, it can be very bewildering. You can get lost, as you're saying, Carrie, in your own fear. So in your case, I'd really recommend the M-Wave.
So the M-Wave itself doesn't help me go to the coherent place. It just lets me know that I'm not there.
And it also lets you know what is there. And I found that to be very helpful to getting there. Just like having a map. The map doesn't get you to your destination, but it certainly guides you there.
So if, let's say, I'm experiencing a lot of anxiety, and I know I'm experiencing anxiety, and the anxiety doesn't let me get to neutral, unresolved stuff, baggage from the past, whatever, the M-Wave would do what?
The M-Wave operates like a mirror that helps you focus on coherence as your destination rather than focusing on your past and the sources of your anxiety. You see, when you're driving a car, you don't look in your rearview mirror all the time, or you don't look at all the exits you don't want to go off on. But as humans, we tend to fixate our attention on that which is uncomfortable for us, and then we get stuck there, like looking in the rearview mirror, and then we wonder why we're crashing our car. So the M-Wave keeps our eye on the road, so to speak, and helps us get in that zone of coherence, which is our destination. Unfortunately, I have boundless energy right now, but my phone doesn't. It's beeping at me to tell me the battery is dying. So I'm going to have to sign off here before my phone does it for me and say if any of you have more questions or want to register for classes or share your stories, you can always email them to me at sheva@fiara.com or call me at 310-581-1507. And as we're signing off now and knowing that my phone may cut out ahead of me here.
What's your number again? It's 310.
581-1507.
Okay.
I just invite you guys to drop your attention back into the heart. And we always end these Heart Start calls by paying it forward. This is our gift to the community, and so the only thing that we request is that you pay it forward, either just in your own heart in a quiet way, radiating the value of something you've received tonight to someone else that may need it, or even in a more tangible way by sending someone to the www.fiara.com/heartstart.html so that they can listen to these free calls and receive the gift as well. Thank you all so much for joining me tonight, and I look forward to hearing you on the call next Monday night.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.